news lives on because today is a remarkable day, and confirmands, you each are remarkable creations made in the image of our remarkable God. And it is our joy and privilege as your pastors and teachers and as a whole church to celebrate you and affirm you as you complete this two-year journey and take a next step in your life of faith in this community. My words today will be very brief because our focus is on the words and the witness that you confirmands will offer, and that's what you all are here for. But as someone who has walked with you through these past 2 years, I want to affirm each one of you in getting to this point and in the ways that God has been at work in you. Pastor Chris and I have loved spending time with you in class and on retreats. We've seen you think deeply about Scripture and ask questions about God that really matter. And you've grown in your understanding of how the stories of the Bible fit together into one big story of God's love for the world. You've answered countless journal questions and done extra assignments, and each of you have created something meaningful and unique to share with the congregation today. And of course, our time together has also included many giggle fits and tangents and genuine curiosity about how each other's brains work. And this is all part of the journey. All of these things have brought you through these 2 years to this day and this moment of saying yes to the next step in your life with God. And as you conclude your time in confirmation, it's also important to take a step back, to let the dust settle, and to remember what all of this has been about. At the end of the day, it's not about getting every single journal question answered in the car as you pull into the church parking lot, or being able to pronounce all those crazy names of Old Testament kings. It's about your lifelong commitment and grounding as followers of Jesus. It's about taking ownership of your relationship with God in a way that is uniquely yours. So as we think about what it might look like to build our lives on a relationship with this God, I want to look briefly at a passage from Matthew 7. Jesus is speaking here, and this is what he says. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Confirmands, I know you've already had your fair share of winds and rain, maybe more than people know. As eighth graders finishing up your time in middle school, you are learning more and more about what it means to be you. As you live your lives at school and with friends, at home with your family, as you step out to explore activities and sports and theater and scouts and music, you are learning which parts of your life feel secure and which parts might feel a little shaky. When I think about my time in middle school, friendships were the shakiest part of life for me. I felt really connected to my youth group at church. I felt like those friends really got me and I belonged there, but I wasn't really sure where I fit in at school. I was also really involved in orchestra. I played viola, and I loved my teacher who I took lessons from, and the conductor we had at school was amazing, but then my private teacher moved away, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue into high school. But then where would I belong? I wasn't sure. I also experienced the death of grandparents during those years. I learned what it meant to grieve big losses of important people who had been part of my foundation. And these were shaky moments, moments where my sense of stability and comfort were suddenly thrown into question, and I had to figure out where I could plant a firm foot on the ground. And I know you all have had experiences like this too, and others that are unique to your own story. So where do we find our footing in those shaky moments? That's what Jesus is talking about in this parable. How do we become people who do not collapse to the ground and get swept away when the rain comes and the waters rise around us? Because the truth is, we cannot escape those experiences. They will come, and that is guaranteed. Well, I have three encouragements for you this morning, and the good news for you confirmands is that you've already started doing these things through these 2 years together. And the first is get to know Scripture. The Bible is an incredible gift that we get to explore throughout our lives. And as you know, it's not always easy to understand, and there are some wild R-rated stories in there. But life with God was never meant to be black and white or sanitized or easy. Take on the challenge of getting serious about studying Scripture, looking for the big themes that repeat over and over. And if you start feeling lost and need to find some footing, look to the life of Jesus in the Gospels as your lens for reading everything else. That's your home base. The second is spend time with God as a friend. God's deep desire is to develop an actual friendship with you. And there are so many ways to connect with God and grow that relationship. So my encouragement is to find what your heart language is with God. How do you experience God's presence most naturally in your life? Is it through journaling? Is it sitting in silence? Is it taking a walk in nature? Is it creating art together or doing something active? Is it talking about God with other people? God loves nothing more than just being with us and letting us get to know him more. So let that relationship be your truest place of belonging. And the third is commit to community. We need each other as we grow in our faith. We cannot commit to life in God's kingdom alone. It's just not how we're made. So in a time when relationships can be fleeting and shallow and noncommittal, my challenge is to be intentional with other people in your community of faith. Do the hard work of investing your time and your heart and your gifts, linking arms with sisters and brothers as we together say yes to the adventures that God has for us. So get to know Scripture, spend time with God as a friend, and commit to community. Continue the journey that you've already begun, and keep adding stones to that firm foundation. And in all this, know that Pastor Chris and I, as well as so many others in this church, are in your corner. We are praying for you and cheering you on as you grow, as you begin to take on leadership in the church. And today we'll be a part of that.